travel.com.
Until we're back with you again, safe and happy travels, everyone.
WTAD.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome in on this beautiful Tuesday. Turns into a beautiful day after the rain that we had overnight. Scott Hardy in for Mary Griffith on The Mary Griffith Show at 9:18. And coming up for you a little bit later on in this hour, we'll talk more about the second annual Mayfest, which is coming up this Saturday at the Dick Brothers Brewery Complex in Quincy. But right now, we are here to talk with folks from the Community Foundation serving West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri. And we've got the boss, Catherine, in. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
And not only that, other guest in studio as well, Marla Willard from the West Central Child Care Connection. Good morning, Marla.
Good morning, Scott. Nice to be with you today.
Yes, glad to be here. And the reason it's like you may be thinking, child care, why the foundation, child care? Well, as we've all found out here over the past year due to surveys and just talking to folks, child care is a real, finding affordable child care, it's a real concern all over the area.
Absolutely, not just our area, really across the country, but the Community Foundation exists to help our community grow, help mm-hmm. our community be better, and address needs and opportunities. And child care, as you referenced, is certainly one of those areas that we know impacts so many people in our community. It's not just a family issue. It is a community issue.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is a family issue, as you mentioned, but it also, companies, I think, are starting to realize this affects their bottom line.
Sure. It's, you know, when you don't have that dependable child care, and speaking as a person who utilizes child care, I can speak firsthand, but, you know, if you don't have dependable child care, it really starts to impact other places in your life. And certainly that could mean calling out sick or having to work remotely or whatever it might be to make sure that you're taking care of your children.
Yeah, exactly. I've been through it in the past. And, you know, as you know, you're kind of at the whim of your child care provider sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes, you know, they're people too.
yeah. They really are. But we're here to find out what the foundation, how exactly you can help with this. Because it's like a lot of times we talk about money, but it's more than that, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we talk, it's not an issue that the foundation or any of our partners are going to solve here alone. But, you know, if we can kind of band together and come together in partnership to try to, you know, move the needle even just a little bit on trying to do something to help retain our current child care workforce, recruit new people into the field, and just honestly just show those hardworking individuals in the field that we care and we're here to support them in different ways is our goal. And that's why we're so grateful for West Central Child Care Connection and being a real boots on the ground partner for us and working with these providers.
Yes, and alongside is Marla Willard. Marla, tell folks a little bit about what the Child Care Connection actually does in the community.
Sure. Well, we are a part of a system here in Illinois, Child Care Resource and Referral System. So we are funded by the state to make sure that Illinois' youngest citizens are in great environments with qualified staff working with them if they're in child care, because we know that, especially here in Adams County, we've got probably 3,600, a little more than that, children, 5 and under, who have all parents in the home working. They need child care. And so we provide an array of services for child care programs. And so to make sure that that environment is quality and has the latest things, we offer grants to child care programs. And then for licensing purposes, those programs all have to meet some sort of training requirements every year. So we provide over 100 trainings throughout the year that are all free for these programs to attend or send staff to so that they can meet the requirements, but also grow professionally. So learning about grant opportunities, the kind that the Community Foundation offers, is a big part of what we do to supplement that work that we do for, you know, our funder, the state of Illinois. We're able to do some really great things because of the input of the Community Foundation, other local funders, but also, you know, just the investment of corporations and businesses wanting to know how they can do something to support child care.
Yeah, you were talking about that a little bit, the fact that child care providers, people just think, oh, they just set up in a back room of their home and collect the check and you know, be, you know, watch the kids and all that. It's a lot more than that, isn't it?
It really is. Just to meet the licensing requirements, there's a hefty amount of training that they have to do to even become licensed. Of course, we're happy about all those things that relate to health and safety. It's first aid and CPR, it's background checks, those kind of things that are kind of out of the way, taken away from a parent's concern when they choose a licensed childcare program. But at the same time, things change, you know, children change, situations change in childcare every day. So having the support of an agency like ours with trainings, but also just early childhood professionals that can come on site and work with programs is a real asset and something that we appreciate being able to get out and see what's happening in childcare, because it lets us know what not only what's happening but maybe what's needed, and we can tweak things that we do, but also we can look for grants to be able to support those programs even better.
Right, right. You mentioned that one of the things, you know, all the things that are needed. Well, these child care providers, they're like a lot of other businesses in terms of finding really qualified employees. I imagine once you get somebody trained up in a position like this, you want to keep them, but apparently they're having trouble too.
It's kind of a revolving door sometimes related to several things. The field is not for everyone, but there are some people who have been offering child care for 30-plus years right here in Quincy. So we know it's something for those that have a heart and also are very organized in how they reach out and work with children. And we're fortunate because John Wood Community College has a great early childhood program, and they really do the lion's share of training those who work in child care centers. They offer coursework that really helps meet the needs of licensing, as well as quality standards that really every child care center wants to have.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so important, though, from a child development standard, and both of you can speak to this, the fact that, yes, you understand that that opportunities will happen for these folks who work in these environments, but at the same time, it's really nice for your child to go to a place where they know exactly who's there, who's going to be there all the time, and there's a bond that forms, isn't there?
Definitely. And Catherine, I know, can really speak to that because she has young children in childcare.
Absolutely. And it's we've been very fortunate in that with the providers we've been able to work with our children. But yes, that bond that they develop, it really becomes a second home. And when you're dropping, you know, your child off, your most important, you know, jewel in the whole world, you want to be able to have that trusting relationship and know that your child is not only having fun, but they're building that relationship, and it really becomes that second home for them. And we also know that having that kind of stimulating environment, those loving relationships, and, you know, really infusing early childhood education into the programming has long-lasting impacts on a child's success. So if we can get our children into really high-quality programs with those nurturing programs, we know that down the line this is going to also pay off for our entire community.
Yeah, exactly. It does. Our guests this morning are Catherine Bakke-Mekas with the Community Foundation for Western Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri, as well as Marla Willard with the West Central Child Care Connection, talking about the challenges that the community and really the whole country is facing in terms of getting affordable child care and things that can be done. We'll touch on this here just a moment. I want to get into this a lot more here about the fact that the Child Care Connection, the foundation, have gotten together and you're offering like a little incentive for folks.
Yeah, we just wrapped up a really great program. We're happy to talk about that.
So we'll touch on that. When we come back, we're going to take a break. We'll check the latest commodity markets as well. That's coming back for you here, 9:27 on a now sunny Tuesday. We'll be back with more on the Mary Griffith Show here on WTAD.
Star Radio is proud to support this local business, part of the true lifeblood of our community.
Have you decided that mom and dad need more care than you can provide, but don't know where?
Coming up on 9:31, unfortunately, we're not able to bring you a commodity update from the IRSA Farmers Co-op. They are having some technical issues there at the office. We'll update you on the market prices, though, coming up in the next hour. 9:31, I'm Scott Hardy, in for Mary Griffith on this edition of the Mary Griffith Show as she gallivants around Eastern Europe. That's literally what she's doing right now. So,
good for her.
Exactly. In-studio guest, Catherine Meckes with the Community Foundation of West Central Illinois and Northeast Missouri, and also Marla Willard from the West Central Child Care Connection, talking about how to improve the child care in our area. And you have gotten together, both agencies have gotten together with Cole Wholesale, and you just finished something, kind of an incentive to get people interested.
Yeah, you know, this is something to really recognize and support the individuals who are already in the field. It can be a tough job, but it's such an important job. And we wanted to do something to support, you know, some small way to support them. So we partnered, West Central Child Care Connection, Community Foundation. Gretif also helped us get this program launched with Cole Wholesale. We also had a private funder who helped with this. But we were able to purchase and offer gift cards to Cole Cash and Carry Showroom to every single child care provider in Adams County. And what a great response we had. So clearly there was an appetite for this. You know, you send out a letter offering a gift card, and most of them responded.
They did. It was pretty exciting. My staff got to put together the project and pick those gift cards up from Kohl's. And they also had a lovely Kohl's little brown gift bag with some other goodies in it. And we were able to deliver those to the doorsteps of all those programs that did respond with, yeah, I'd like to be a part of that. And we saw a lot of really great responses just to us showing up at the door. There were happy dances. There were tears of joy. There were just exclamations of, I can't believe you're doing this for us. And so I have to say that they felt pretty good about how they were cared for.
Yeah, and I imagine that's something that, you know, it's like any job. It's like you always like recognition, especially something where you're not getting that recognition for providing a very important service, really.
That's right. And, you know, if it can help, you know, help support them, help them perhaps buy some different equipment for their program that they might need, or just, you know, that food that they need to have kids eat a lot.
Yeah.
You know, so if we can help them get in the door and get out with some free groceries, we feel good about that.
Well, they try to eat a lot. They drop some. But
that's
very true.
Yeah, I've been through that, too. So, yeah. How can individuals, how does the foundation, how does the Child Care Connection, how do you plan to continue with this momentum into the future in terms of supporting and helping daycare providers grow and be able to foster staff? What plans do you have for that in the future?
Well, plans are always evolving. This is something that, for years we've been working on together, just trying to make sure that we're getting together regularly, talking about what's going on in the field, talking about what other partners might be doing to help address it, and seeing where we can, you know, pool resources to make a bigger difference. The Community Foundation has an endowment fund called the Community Works Endowment. And this is a fund that is specifically to support early childhood education, childcare, and workforce development in West Central Illinois, Adams, Brown, Hancock, and Pike counties. And so we have a real vested interest in making sure that we're using that fund to, you know, do strategies that are going to help. So it was a year or two ago, we partnered with West Central Child Care Connection using these funds to do kind of a retention bonus and recognition program as well. So we're always constantly looking for ways to offer some support.
Okay. Would that, in terms of the education, would that be more along the lines of like continuing education, funneling people to John Wood for their child care? Would it be things like that too?
Yes, it would include all of that. But in Adams County, the really bulk of our child care is done in homes, family child care homes. So we do look at ways that we can do a little extra for those people who open their doors. They're, you know, on the job, some of them 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning as parents are dropping off children to greet them with a smile. And sometimes their day doesn't end till, you know, 12 hours later, and maybe mm-hmm. a little more, just depending on what they're able to do to help the families in their community. So being able to do a little extra for them because they don't have anybody they get to network with like you would at a child care center.
Right.
You know, those things that we can do to encourage and support them. We're always looking for ideas, but also jumping on any opportunities that come our way. So they do receive most of their training hours through the trainings that are offered by our agency. And any other kind of programs and grants that are out there, we have a really great response from those family child care providers who really want to do a little bit better every day. They're working out of their home, but they're concerned about their own professional development.
And that's what you want to have.
True.
That's definitely what you want to have, somebody who's always interested in growing in the field and offering more for the kids that they take care of. I mean, that's exactly what you want.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wanted to get your thoughts. State Representative Randy Fries recently is helping to get a bill voted on the Illinois House. It's already been approved in the Senate to offer 24-hour child care. Not so much a child in a daycare for 24 hours, but the option for 24-hour child care being offered for, like, shift work. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, we do have a program in town trying to get licensed, mm-hmm. and they are really pretty close to that goal, but they would like to offer that three shifts of care or 24-hour care, and I think for some families that's going to be a huge answer for them. I don't know how many families need that, you know, overnight care in the big picture, but it's definitely a need. And so the idea that for some reason in Illinois licensing regulations read you can be open 23 hours, not 24, has always been kind of a you know, wonder why that is. Kind of a thought, because that's really not how parents' schedules are when they go to work.
Come on, so, it's the Illinois legislature. You can go to that dark place.
It's been that way for quite a while, and yeah. I think before COVID, there were probably things like you need to close for an hour to deep clean. But anybody who cares for children knows that deep cleaning goes on anytime there's a spill or an accident, or it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
So I think we're beginning to realize that that maybe that was not a real practical solution for cleaning, but also caring for children. So I think it's probably something that I hope it does get through, because I do think it will meet the needs of some of those working families and right here in our area.
Yeah, and that's I imagine, you know, that might be something for you to take a survey on in the future, just, you know, asking, you know, having some of the relatable, you know, reliable providers just ask, you interested in them, you know, would you need a third shift, you know, mm-hmm. if you're doing that? It's just way to find out, if nothing else.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. If folks have any questions about what we've talked about or anything in the future, should they just contact either agency?
Sure. You know, for the Community Foundation, if you have questions about the Community Works Endowment or anything that we're doing, absolutely, always feel free to reach out, call, check out our website, www.mycommunityfoundation.org, or just stop in 621 Vermont. But any questions about childcare, any questions about getting connected to childcare programs, Marla's and her staff are the people to go to.
Really, we do provide families with referrals to childcare, so they may not be able to find an opening, but at least they'll know who's in their community that maybe they could get on a waiting list if they don't have an opening. But we also have a program that we assist parents in paying for child care. So some of those families that qualify for that, they can certainly call and ask if they do, if they would qualify. But, you know, if someone out there is thinking, you know, I'd like to help my community, I'd like to do child care, give our agency a call, 217-222-2550. We'd be happy to answer some initial questions they might have. And we have a wealth of information about child care on our website, which is www.wccc4c's there.com.
All right, that's wccc4c's.com. And I imagine you will get some calls if you've got a program set up to help folks who have a need for help with the financial aspects of child care. I imagine you'll get some calls. I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies, thank you so much for being on. And it's an important issue. It's not going away, but the answers are always evolving, right?
That's right.
All righty. Ladies, thank you so much for being on. Always appreciate it. We're at 9:40. When we come back, we're going to talk about a event coming up this weekend. It's Mayfest. It's the way for the city to connect with its German heritage, and we'll talk more about that, and it'll be a fun time, too. That's on the way here on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Welcome back to the Mary Griffith Show as we're coming up on 9:43 as the sun still can't make up its mind whether it wants to be sunny or cloudy. We're cloudy right now here in the district. But still, we are hoping for plenty of sunny skies this Saturday because it's the second annual Mayfest. And here to talk more about that is Jared Jones and Dick Brothers event planner Amy Dieters. Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, you're welcome. And this is the second annual event. And what was basically, where did the idea of having a Mayfest come up from, and how did it get underway? Give us a little history of that.
Yeah, Mayfest was a really good, it was two things. It was, you know, a bookend for Oktoberfest, and then a great way to honor a friend and family member who had this idea that Mayfest would be a huge hit in Quincy, and so far it's proven true.
Yeah, it really is. It will be this Saturday from noon until 10 p.m., and it will be at the Dick Brothers Brewery Complex in the heart of Quincy. And, of course, it's absolutely free, open to the public. And,
yes.
Amy, you've been very busy, I imagine, here the last few weeks.
Yeah, we've been busy getting everything organized and finalized for it.
Yeah, and what are some of the things that people can expect when they stop on by Saturday?
So we've got four different bands, and there's kids' activities throughout the afternoon. The beer tent, a home brewers contest.
The tunnel tours,
yeah. And of course the beer trucks.
Yeah, drinking beer.
Yeah, exactly. I've got the schedule in front of me. So from noon to 5, it's the craft brewery showcase. And what will that, will basically just different brewers just saying, here, sample this.
Yeah, absolutely. Brewers from all over the area and, you know, some of the tri-state region will bring some of their favorites, some of their new, some of their seasonal items for people to be able to sample. So it'll be a great time to be able to get a taste of a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah. Now, this will, some of it will tie in with the German heritage of the past. Some won't, though, right?
Absolutely. Right. Mayfest is, you know, meant to honor that German heritage, but, you know, with a little bit of a spin here. You have to have a little spin in Quincy.
Well, sure, exactly. As long as you have that grapefruit-flavored beer there from Germany, I'm in for
absolutely.
That. I had it there at an event here last year at the Rathskeller there across from the... It was like first time in a long time where I've had like a beer like that, and I just was like... I was there with my sons, and I literally was like, here, you have to try this.
Yeah,
and
pretty good.
Yes, it's very good. They made the same face that I did. So, yeah, Craft Brewery Showcase from noon to 5. Also, the family activities that you mentioned
right.
as well. So, you know, just different things for the kids to do to have
Correct.
Fun and wear themselves out. So
absolutely.
Absolutely.
We've got
so the parents can have fun in the evening.
Right. The library has helped, you know, agreed to help and do a craft, and Arts Quincy as well. And then, of course, we'll have the... mobile unit, the mobile axe throwing unit from the axe company too. So keep everyone having fun and give everyone something to do.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Also that, the tunnel tours, if you've never taken the tour of that, now this is inside the brewery, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It's underneath the brewery. So it starts in the stock house and then you go underneath York Street and end in the bottle house.
Okay. And just so everybody knows, this was a way they were built like that intentionally.
Correct.
Back when it was a brewery.
Correct.
And just to keep everything as cool as they could, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a natural spring in there that you get to see on the tour, which is where they got the water for the beer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
It's awesome.
It's really cool.
I bet it would be. So don't go to the shelters there on Bottom Road. Go to the... Go to the Dick Brothers Brewery. You'll have something to drink there as well. Also, tell us more about the homebrew competition. That'll be going on from 1 to 3.
Yeah, the homebrew competition is a really good way for individuals in the area who have an interest in craft brewery or craft beer, and it gives them an opportunity to be able to showcase what they've created or talk about what they want to create with like-minded individuals, but it's a great opportunity to have a few sips and enjoy the competition there as well.
Nice. Now, we do need to mention the tunnel tours will have a cost, and also the homebrew competition will have an expense as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Right. There's okay. more details about that on the website.
Okay, and the website is real quick.
DickBrothersBrewery.com/Mayfest, okay. M-A-Y-F-E-S-T.
Okay, and if somebody wants to be in that homebrew competition, they do need to sign up for that, right?
Yes, there is still a little bit of time. Of course, we want to keep it open for everyone, but we've extended that so that way individuals who want to get in on that can still.
Okay, very, very good. And, of course, live music gets underway at 1, goes until 9:30, and kind of keeping that a secret, though, right?
Yeah, for now. For now. Got a good lineup.
I have a feeling that one of the bands, though, the opening band, might be kind of local for Germany, and it might rhyme with the Schmeidelberg band.
Perhaps. Perhaps, indeed. I think you're on the right track.
Okay, that's what I thought. You can't have one of these celebrations.
Absolutely.
Without the Schmeidelberg band, though. You really can't. But as you mentioned, it's a way to pay homage to the brewery's history, and it's just a nice way to kind of celebrate the German heritage, because really with the Dick Brothers Brewery, not that far really from Calftown, are you?
No, not at all.
Yeah. So, guest today, Jared Jones, and also Dick Brothers Brewery planner, Amy Dieters, talking about Mayfest coming up this Saturday. Will there be food there?
Yes.
Yep.
We've got two food trucks?
Yeah, two food trucks, I believe, confirmed, and then I think one that was just waiting to confirm. But, yeah, there will be food and plenty to do.
Very, very good. So that is coming up for you Saturday. And if you're wondering where exactly it is at 929 York, right there. It'll all be blocked off,
yep.
You know, parking nearby, and just a short walk. But it looks like it will be a fun time. And this kind of harkens back to old Germany back in the day to kind of kick off, really, to make note that it's actually spring, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, very good. So that is going on for you here this Saturday, so don't miss it. I believe the weather will cooperate, too.
We're hoping so. We got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's only like right now they're just seeing like a 20% chance of rain. So, but like temperatures of around 70. So really, you can't beat that. So very good. So folks, get on down. Quincy Brewery and Arts and DB2 Events and the Quincy Brewing Company. Second annual Mayfest, Dick Brothers Brewery Complex there, 929 New York Street. Check it out for yourself. You don't want to miss it. Jared, Amy, guys, thank you so much for being on with us here this morning here on the Mary Griffith Show.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. We're coming up on 9:50. We'll be back with more here on the Mary Griffith Show on WTAD. Yeah.